Chapter 6. The Nicklebys in London. The next morning, Nicholas left Smike in Newman Noggs' house and went to see his mother and his sister. When he arrived at their new house in Thames Street, he heard loud, angry voices. He stood at the door and listened.
"But Nicholas tried to kill Mr. Squeers, and then he ran away with a boy."
That was Ralph Nickleby's voice. Then Nicholas heard his sister Kate.
"It can't be true, Uncle Ralph. Nicholas would never hurt anyone," she cried.
"He's a good boy," Mrs. Nickleby said. "It cannot be the whole truth. There must be more to this story."
"If he hasn't done anything wrong, where is he now? Why is Nicholas hiding?" asked Ralph.
Nicholas didn't wait to hear any more. He pushed the door open and walked into the house quickly.
"If you want to hear the truth, I will tell you," he shouted.
Ralph, Kate and his mother all stared at Nicholas. Then Ralph stood up to talk to Nicholas. Ralph held Fanny's letter in his hand. Kate stood between the two men.
"It's all right, Kate," Nicholas said. "I am not a violent man. But now you must listen to me. Uncle Ralph sent me to work in a terrible place. Mr. Squeers is a cruel man who hits the children every day. He takes their good clothes and gives them dirty old clothes to wear. He gives them very little to eat. They are hungry all the time."
"But you attacked Mr. Squeers. You nearly killed him," Ralph shouted.
"I attacked him for a very good reason. He was hitting a boy called Smike, and I thought he would kill him. It was wicked and cruel. I had to save Smike. I am not sorry I did it. I would do it again if I had to."
"Where is Smike now, Nicholas?" asked Kate.
"He is in a safe place. He is weak and ill, and I am going to look after him," Nicholas replied.
"But you can't look after him. You must take the boy back to Do the Boys' Hall," shouted Ralph. "That is where he belongs."
"I will not do it," Nicholas replied angrily. "Mr. Squeers will only hit him again."
"Then I never want to see you again," shouted Ralph. "I tried to help you, but I won't do it any more."
So Nicholas returned to Newman Noggs' house. He was very angry with his uncle. He did not want to leave his mother and Kate, but he could not stay with them. Nicholas soon learned that Newman Noggs did not have much money. He knew he could not stay at his house any longer. He and Smike decided to set off on their travels again.
"I'll soon find a job, Smike," Nicholas said as they walked.
"Don't worry. I won't let anyone hurt you again. You have had a terrible life. Can you remember anything about your childhood?"
"I remember the day I arrived at Do the Boys' Hall," said Smike. "It was raining. I was so small and so cold and wet. After that day, whenever it rained, I began to cry. The other boys laughed at me. But I couldn't stop."
"Who took you to Do the Boys' Hall? Can you remember?" Nicholas asked.
"It was a man, and I was afraid of him. But at Do the Boys' Hall, I was even more afraid," Smike said.
"Didn't you have a mother to take care of you?" asked Nicholas.
"No, I can't remember my mother,"
Smike replied sadly. Nicholas felt very sorry for him.
"What about your life before you went to Do the Boys' Hall?" he asked. "Where did you live?"
"I can't remember the house. I only remember a room. I was always alone in the room. It was on the top floor, and there was a door in the ceiling. It was a door to the attic. I used to pull the bedclothes over my head because I was afraid of that door. What was behind it? Was there anyone in the attic? I still dream about it," Smike said, and his voice shook as he spoke.
Nicholas and Smike walked for several days. At last, they arrived in a small town where a travelling theatre was performing. Nicholas and Smike went to watch the show. Afterwards, Nicholas went to speak to the owner of the theatre. His name was Mr. Vincent Crummles.
"My friend and I need a job, Mr. Crummles," Nicholas told him. "Will you give us jobs in your theatre?"
"I do need some new people," Mr. Crummles replied. "I need help with the stage, and I need a good actor. I will pay you £1 a week each."
So Nicholas and Smike started to work in the theatre. Nicholas soon became a good actor, and he helped Mr. Crummles to write a new play. The theatre travelled from town to town and performed the play. Both Nicholas and Smike enjoyed this new life for a while. Nicholas wrote to his mother and sister and told them all about it. One day, a letter arrived from Kate with news. Nicholas's mother and sister had decided to move out of their house in Thames Street and had moved back to the apartment above Miss La Creevy's. They did not want Uncle Ralph's help any more. But Kate was not happy in her job with Madame Mantalini, and she needed her brother's help. Kate said she could leave the dressmaker's shop if Nicholas would be able to stay with them and find a good job in London. So Nicholas and Smike left the theatre and returned to London. Smike was happy to work as the Nickleby's servant, and Nicholas went out to look for work every day. One morning, Nicholas was looking at some job advertisements in a window when an old man came up and stood next to him. The old man was short, with a kind, round face and curly white hair. Soon they began to talk. The man was called Mr. Cheeryble. Nicholas told him about his search for work.
"I can see that you are a gentleman," said Mr. Cheeryble. "Why are you looking for a job in shop windows? Only poor people do that. What has gone wrong?"
Nicholas told Mr. Cheeryble everything. He told him about his father's death and his Uncle Ralph. He told him about his time at Dotheboys Hall, Smike, and his need to look after his mother and his sister. When he finished, Mr. Cheeryble said,
"Come with me. I am sure that I can help you."
Mr. Cheeryble took Nicholas to a building in a quiet square. On the door, there was a sign saying, "Cheeryble Brothers." When they went inside, Nicholas saw a great number of boxes and packing cases. The Cheeryble Brothers must be merchants, Nicholas thought. His new friend took him to an office where another man was sitting in front of a pile of papers. The man was wearing silver spectacles.
"Is my brother in his room, Tim?" asked Mr. Cheeryble.
"Yes, Mr. Cheeryble," Tim replied. "Mr. Trimmers is with him. A man was killed at the docks this morning. They are going to send his family some money."
"Mr. Trimmers is a good man, Nicholas," said Mr. Cheeryble. "He tells us about people in need, and we help them if we can."
Mr. Trimmers came into the room.
"Good morning, Mr. Trimmers," Mr. Cheeryble said. "How many children did that poor man have?"
6, sir. Your brother has given me £20 for them," Trimmers replied.
"Then I will give you another 20. That's terrible. 6 children without a father."
Mr. Cheeryble looked very sad. "This old man is very kind," thought Nicholas. Mr. Cheeryble took Nicholas through a door into his brother's small room. There he had a great surprise. Another old man, exactly like the first, was sitting at the desk. He had the same round face, the same curly white hair, and even the same clothes.
The Cheerable brothers were twins.
"This is my brother, Mr. Ned Cheerable," said the first twin, "and I am Mr. Charles Cheerable. Ned, we must help this young man if we can."
Charles told his brother Nicholas's story. Then they thought about how they could help. The Cheerable brothers decided to give Nicholas a job in their firm. Nicholas went home to tell his mother and his sister the news. He told them about the Cheerable brothers and that his pay would be £120 a year. Nicholas had another surprise for his mother and his sister. The Cheerable brothers had an old cottage in a part of London called Bow. They told Nicholas that he, his mother, Kate and Smike could live in it for a very low rent. His first weeks in the Cheerable brothers' cottage were the happiest of Nicholas's life. His mother and Kate spent the time making the place look lovely. Smike worked in the garden, and Miss La Creevy often came to visit. They did not hear from Ralph Nickleby for a long time.